We are up to Simin Tav Samach Dalet. We'll be doing that as well as the first sif of Tav Samach Hey. Tav Samach Dalet Chardel Oshar Minei Tibul, mustard or some other dip. Sheyesh Behem Mayim, that has some water in it. Ein Noslim Behem Kemach, one cannot put flour into, because that would be water together with May Paris. And that the Mechaber is Modez Machmitz. Vim Noslim Letocha Chardel Yochel Miyad. If you put it into chardel, dafka, mustard, you should eat it immediately. Velo yeshena, you shouldn't let it wait. Shema yachmitz, because it may turn into chametz. Uveshar mini tibulin, in other dips, kiven sheinim chodin kamo chardel, since they're not as sharp as mustard. Vaday hechmitz, it definitely turns into chametz. V'tzarech lesorfu, machar zman yisr chametz, if it's after the zman yisr chametz, you have to destroy it. To use the lashon of sreifa, you have to destroy it one way or another. Now, this is all in the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber is holding that Mayim and May Paris are Machmitz Miyad. He therefore asks for one to do it altogether. If you're talking about a dip, so if it has a drop of water in it, if you have flour in there, where Choshesh, it became Chametz immediately. In the case of mustard, because it's sharp, we say that that will be Ma'akev the Chimutz. It'll keep it from becoming Chametz immediately, so you can eat it immediately. This is all the Mechaber Lishitaso, which now brings us to the Ramon. The Ramon answers this on two accounts. Hagov aminik shalolechol chardel kol b'pesach. Afilu nisarav kodem ha-pesach, davekamine kitni shenogem oisse. Our minig is not to eat mustard altogether. We consider it kitnius. And the Ramon already mentioned that the minig Ashkenaz is not to have kitnius. Now, the Lashna the Ramah, Filu Nis'arev Kodem Pesach, means that he sounds like he's talking about dafka with mustard that has some flour in it. Based on what we learned in Kitnius, you don't need any flour in it. Kitnius themselves are Aser. So what they say pshat in the Ramah is that it's talking about where this mustard was mixed into wine. And I would have said that when you mix it into wine, it no longer seems like it, no longer recognizable as kitnius. Kamash malon, that you're still not supposed to do that. Now, this is the first problem, but according to the Ramah, there's the second problem. Even if one would be eating kitnius, according to the Ramah, a May Paris, even without water, is machmitz, and therefore, when the Mechaber said dafka in mayim, but without mayim, it's going to be mutter, the Ramah would ask for that even without mayim. Midin may Paris. So Lamaisa, this halacha would not be nogea us doing it lechatchila. Now, bidiyeved, we do not eat may Paris, we do not eat matzah shira altogether. With regard to the halacha of kitnius, if kitnius actually mixed with wine, if it fell into wine or if it fell into anything else, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah was mater kitnius. If it happened b'di'evet al yedei tarovis, if it fell into your food, it's only kitnius be'en that we would aser altogether. But if it's mixed, it's going to be mutter. As far as doing it l'chatchila, the mashmas here is that it is aser l'chatchila for an Ashkenazi to go and put kidney, even a little bit of kitnius into his food, amanas to eat it as a tarovis. It's only mutter b'di'evet if it got mixed in there. Simin Tov Samach Hey now, Sif Aleph, in Shorin Mursin Latarnagolim Beshum Ponim. This is the bran, to soak bran in water to give it, to go and feed it to your chickens, is Osir. And that is because Mursin, the bran of the wheat, we say can become chametz. Not so with the outer shell that peels right off, that we say can never become chametz. But the bran can become chametz. The second thing is velo choltin. Chalita is aser. Now, what is chalita? Chalita is to drop flour into boiling water. The ikar adin is that chalita, if the water is already boiling when you put the flour in there, we say that it seals the flour in a way that it cannot turn into chametz. So that chalita should really have been mutter. However, we do not know how to be cholit. The Gaonim already say that we're not bekiyim b'chalita. We're afraid that you're going to put in the flour in a way that it will not boil immediately, in which case it will turn into chametz, and therefore chalita for us is aser. Hagah says the Ramak, shenosnim lahem sa'orim ochitim lechol. What happens when you feed your animals barley or wheat. Yizar shlo lashlichem b'makom lach shevolu dechimutz. You have to make sure to put it in a dry place so it should not come and become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that even before Pesach, what you should do is stand over the animals and make sure that they eat everything, and whatever's left, he should not just leave behind. He should go sweep away and get rid of, because we're afraid that that it's going to end up turning into chametz. Also, you should obviously not be feeding your animals grain at the same time that they have water in front of them to drink, because the two are going to end up mixing and you're going to end up having chametz.